For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right. So I've seen these things, videos of this online, and it looks incredible. It looks absolutely incredible. And it is basically a sports bar with an immersive viewing experience. And I mean incredibly immersive. And the company's called Chasm. And it essentially is a dome where there's a bar kind of underneath the dome. And they show sporting events. They actually show concerts. They show other stuff too. But it's like a high-def surround video. I don't want to say surround sound, but it's like the video goes all around you. And it really looks like you're there. And it's amazing. And Gator, you sent me the story that they broke ground on one in downtown Detroit. They're going to build one in downtown Detroit.
Yeah. Downtown. Part of Dan Gilbert's project he's got going down there, the Bedrock area. And it's... When I read the story, it sounded awesome. Like I started getting like mini sphere vibes out of this thing. It would have a venue that could seat 1,700 people. With the video screens that they have there, it's like 12K resolution, which sounds pretty impressive.
Yep. Have you've seen video of these things before, haven't you?
I have not.
Oh, dude, you got to look it up because it's insane. And where they put the cameras to, like, the first time I saw it was, I believe it was at a venue in Texas, whether it was Austin or Dallas or somewhere, I don't know, but it was during the Michigan-Texas football game, and it made it look like you were sitting in the front row of the end zone, and Texas was going in. There was a touchdown pass thrown to, I think it was Gunnar Helm, in the back of the end zone, and the ball was coming right at you, and it's incredible. Like, they have stationary cameras, but they do a fine job of letting you feel like you are there. So if you haven't seen this, it's spelled COSM. It's pronounced Chasm, CAHSM. That's how I wrote it down, but it looks incredible. It looks absolutely incredible. The issue is probably going to be the price, because you have to pay to get a seat in the theater area or the dome area, if you will. And so we looked, was it the Dallas one you looked up, Kang? Was that the one? Kang, was it the Dallas one you looked up for WrestleMania?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The cost to just get a seat in the domed area is $165.
Whoa.
Yep. Now, the first time you see it, you'll be like amazed. But are people going to spend that kind of money to essentially go to the elitist of sports bars with a totally different viewing experience?
I mean, I'm looking at this from their website and looking at the Chasm venues. Mm-hmm. it looks amazing. I mean, absolutely. I mean, like, you are immersed in this as a, it's like you're sitting courtside, rink side, behind a plate, whatever you want to call it. You are absolutely surrounded by this, and it looks incredible. $160
It's $165 for WrestleMania. I suspect that there are different prices for different events.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big event, so I get that. Would I spend that kind of money? I might, to try it out one time to see what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Curiosity would probably get the most of me. I'd want to see this.
The play-in game tonight with the Mavericks in Dallas. Get tickets. In the dome, a reserve seat starts at $50. So it's $50 just to get in the dome for the Mavericks game. But they also have a hall, like a regular sports bar sort of behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily have to be in the dome. You can get in, but then, you know, the description of the hall seating is experience the energy of the hall and our wall-to-wall LED displays and reserve tables, one general admission ticket included per guest. Then there's general admission. Enjoy the first-come, first-serve standing room with limited views of the dome or find available seating on the second level. So it's expensive, man.
It can be, yeah. But, I mean, you're also getting something for your entertainment value. I mean, there's it looks pretty impressive. If you go to the Sphere, you don't just walk into the Sphere. You got to pay money to see the Sphere in Vegas. Now, this isn't the same thing, but it's got some similar attributes to it. The Sphere is huge, massive.
Yep.
And it's the outdoor as much as the indoor part of it that makes it cool as hell. This, just by watching some videos of it, looks like it'd be something you'd be very interested in. I mean, if it were $50 to go watch the Pistons play,
yep,
would you do it?
I probably would.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I hope it's successful. I hope people find it's worth the money.
But they're just breaking ground on it, so.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, there is a link that we have tweeted out at DunGator971, and you will get a sense for what it's like when you are inside that dome. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Kang, what do you think? Do you think this works?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like the $165 price tag for like WrestleMania,
yeah,
it seems kind of steep, but you're front row. Imagine, you know what I mean? Like you're right in the front. I mean, how much would that cost at the live event? A lot more than that. Yeah. So I think if you put it in that perspective, it's the value's there. The value's definitely there. And from everything I've seen, because I've never been to one of these, for like an NBA game, if you want to do Pistons Knicks, it's like you're sitting where Spike Lee sits for a fraction of the cost, right?
Yeah. But you're not, like, you're not there.
No, but yeah, you're not there.
It's an incredible recreation. And it's immersive, man. I mean, I think that's the best way to put it. The video is all around you.
So I got one question. This is for me selfishly. I am I'm sensitive to motion sickness.
This is not for you. You don't think so?
No. That's what I'm wondering. Is this like a huge VR? Like that, I'm out then.
Yeah, that for the dome, it seems like that might be what it is.
I guess I'd try it and find out, but... Or take some Dramamine or something.
But for the other part of it, maybe not.
I'll fall asleep by half
the hall area. It might be all right.
It's an expensive nap you're going to take, Karen. Well, you can check it out at DunGator971. We have tweeted it out, so see it for yourself. Tell us what you think.
I think there's outdoors. Is something like outdoor seating too, or like a balcony or something like that?
When you click on the link, they do show an outdoor experience. But I think this is, I don't know if this is for all of them or this is just the one. I linked Dallas, but I don't know if it's just a standard website.
Says Chasm Detroit is expected to have seating for 700 people under its shared reality dome, 1,500 people for capacity. When you talk about the whole thing there,
mm-hmm.
It just looks cool, really cool.
Check it out for yourself. Okay, straight ahead. Let's talk some Tigers. Win last night over a divisional opponent. I got that same opponent coming up tonight. The hot guys stay hot, and the one guy who was cold wakes up. We'll get to that today. At 118 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, I've got some really good news for you. I think we've officially moved on from winter, which means more great news. You can start thinking about the summertime and how you need to stay warm. Well, the red, white, and blue trucks that are everywhere belong to the great folks over Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. They are going to make sure that your HVAC and your plumbing are ready to take on the heat that is just around the corner, but don't just take my word for it. Check out their A-plus rating they get from the Better Business Bureau or some of the five-star reviews they have on Google. Whether it's your furnace or your water heater, a boiler, water filtration, air conditioning, whatever the issue is, you can schedule an appointment at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
There's a lot to like about this start to the Detroit Tiger season. And look, we're along for the ride, and they finished last season on such a high note, and it feels like it's carried over into this season. And some people don't believe in season-to-season carryover. I do. I think there can be such a thing, and I think this is an example of it. One thing that didn't happen at the end of last year was it wasn't led by Spencer Torkelson. In fact, I feel like most Tiger fans had moved beyond frustration and sort of had moved into the give up. They'd moved beyond Torkelson. This is based upon our interaction with Tiger fans as we took calls and spoke about the Tigers leading through spring training. There weren't a lot of calls. I'm not even sure there was one that said, don't forget about Torque. I think Tiger Nation had moved on. Scott, it's amazing what's going on here. It's amazing. He has gotten to the point here where he is, they're calling this one of the absolute best starts to a season by anybody in the OPS era of baseball. The Tigers PR department put out something today, and it's a 19-game sample. Got it? Yep. That's because they've played 19 games. But when you measure it up against everybody else, this is one of the best starts any Tiger has ever had. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's off to a great start. As OPS is concerned, he is 13th right now in all of baseball with his OPS of over 1,000. I think it's 1010 at this point. He's off to a great start. And even when we saw a two-game slump, I think still had like a sac fly at one point in there. He's not going through these long stretches where all he's doing is striking out to this point. It's, again, short sample size, we understand, but he does look different. Everything about him is different. The approach at the plate is different. The stance is different, and he's making hard contact almost every time he's swinging, and that's a good thing. It's a really good thing. That OPS number is massive, and to know that you can count on this guy for extra base power anytime he steps into the batter's box is great.
He's he had a run scoring double, run scoring single yesterday. He'd come off some offers and bounce back, which is really going to prove over the test of time what you are. And then Riley Green had a good day at the plate with three hits.
Yep.
That was nice.
Yeah, look, I think one of them was an infield hit. You don't care. It counts as a hit, and to get off the schneid and finally...
It's not a strikeout.
It's not a strikeout, which is of great importance. When you're in a 1-for-32 slump, and then 1-for-33, because I think his first at bat, he grounded out. It doesn't look good. It looks terrible. When you're an all-star player, you can't believe what's going on, but you got to believe in yourself and tell yourself, hey, you're an all-star. I don't need to sing the song. I mean, you can just go out and do it. And that's what happened. Then he started to sting the ball, had a couple of singing base hits, and then had the weak infield single that you'll take. He has to, for this team to win, they need both guys to go.
It would be awfully helpful. Yes, they have one of the best home records in baseball. They are 6-1 at home. They are 6-1 in the division. So, and not all those, they're not equal. Like they played a division series on the road, but they're 6-1 at home, 6-1 in the division, which are incredibly important trends throughout the course of a season. They opened the season, as we know, getting swept. They're 11-5 since then. So, look, everybody's going to counter. Everybody's going to look at Torque and say, okay, let's figure out Let's get back to what he can't hit. And when somebody finds something, he's going to have to counter. He's going to have to prove that there is no weakness. But that baseball, success in baseball is filled with landmines.
It's a constant game of adjustment. Everybody's adjusting to each other. You know, the book gets out on you after 12 games or whatever. Okay, here's a trend. Here's what he's doing. And everyone shifts. And everyone learns how a pitcher pitches. What's he throwing in a situation? And the tendencies. There's an awful lot of studying that goes on. That's what the analytical world is there for.
Let's go to Chris. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, you guys just confirmed it. He's pulling everything right down the left field line. So I don't understand why teams aren't playing him that way. The majority of his hits are coming right down the line.
Yep. I think they showed the spray chart last night. He's got, I think, one hit up the middle and only a couple hits to right field. Everything else has been to the pull side. Not necessarily all down the line, but certainly to left field. Yeah.
I have a feeling he's going to have to start learning to hit toward the center or even to the right if he really wants to maintain this level of batting.
Well, once they start pitching him to that side, he's going to have to make that adjustment. But if they keep putting the ball over the heart of the plate, he doesn't need to make an adjustment.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with success, for sure. Yeah. Keep going, buddy.
I think what you're going to end up seeing, Chris, is he's going to start walking more. His teams are going to start to show him that respect of, we're going to try to pitch around Spencer Torkelson, or we're going to try to, you know, hit the outside corners and try to paint it a little bit that way, or maybe get him to chase. And if he's disciplined enough where he's not chasing those pitches out of the strike zone, he's going to draw a lot of walks.
I agree. Thank you very much.
I mean, I would say that every pitcher ever is trying to paint the corners, right? I mean, it's what they're trying to do.
Well, you can try to do it, but only the best can do it.
Yeah, and so...
And you got a really good one tonight, a left-handed pitcher who's awfully good in Reagan's, who's just been fantastic.
But, I mean, this torque thing, ride the wave, I want him to do it all season long, but I also don't want to... You know, when you get to the end of the season, you come up just short. You always look back at the games and the times and the eras where you blew it. Oh, it was that 6-game losing streak in June. Or, oh, it was when they blew that 7-run lead at Kansas City. Or whatever the case may be, you look back and have regrets. Right now, guys like Torque are helping them stack wins early in this season, 11 in their last 16 games. So keep it up. Keep rolling. And these wins are important now, too. These wins are important now, too, especially when you have aspirations of winning the division. But, of course, over the course, like this, I'm less bought into than the whole team success. Because the whole team success, to me, goes back to the beginning of last August. Torque, I'm perfectly fine being very patient before we declare that he is here to stay. In fact, I'm more comfortable saying that Riley Green is going to produce for them the rest of the way than Spencer Torkelson. But Torque, good for you. Good for you for sticking with it, for not giving up, for not getting counted out. There was all the discussion of him saying he wasn't going to watch film. Just do what works for you, and it's working for him. And he's obviously not completely not watching film, I would imagine.
Well, he's doing what he has to do. And right now, it's paying off for him. I mean, look, it's not like he's hitting 400. He's hitting 286 on the season, but he's hitting... For power, and actually 286 is way above average right now.
286 is the new 300.
Yeah.
Not, if you take a look back at last year, and you know guys aren't as nearly measured by their batting average as much. Last year in all Major League Baseball, there were 7 regulars that hit over 300. 7.
But he's a guy, when he steps into the box, it looks like he's ready to do some damage, and he's doing some damage. You know, with the 12 extra base hits on a season, 6 doubles and 6 home runs already through 19 games, it's big. Driving in 16 runs in 19 games is a pretty good pace to set. Scoring 15 runs through 19 games is a pretty impressive start to the season.
286 last year, if he hits at this pace the rest of the way, a year ago that would rank you 17th in Major League Baseball between Juan Soto and Bryce Harper.
Seriously?
Yep. Last year. 2024 regular season.
286 in all of baseball. Get
286.
You
286. Wow. Yep. Soto hit 288. Bryce Harper hit 285.
So, National Leaguers.
Well,
I mean, Soto's in the American League, but he's National League now.
It's Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. Tigers with a win last night over Kansas City. still staying hot, taking care of business in the division, coming off that series loss. Disappointing series loss, but it was what it was. These are the baseball success is definitely not a straight line. Another game with Kansas City tonight down there at Comerica Park, and you'll hear it here. A 97-1, the ticket.
Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. You get green, you stay green with Natural Way. Give them a call today, 888-GET-GREEN, or go to naturalwaylawn.com. And for a limited time, you purchase the full lawn program, you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name, Gator, and the station's 97-1, the ticket. You want the green, lush lawn that is the envy of the neighborhood? You have to take care of it. You've got to prevent things like crabgrass. The first application for crabgrass is of the utmost importance, because if you see crabgrass in the middle of the summer, frankly, it's too late to treat for it. You've already wasted the time. You got to get on the schedule and call right now. In fact, you can get green and stay green and save some green when you prepay. Call by the end of the month. You get the early bird discount. Natural Way uses certified applicators and arborists that come out and custom tailor solutions specifically for your yard and your home. They're a locally owned company, over 35 years, offered a 100% satisfaction guarantee. It's a company I've used for almost a dozen years now. I love what Natural Way does with my lawn, and you will too. Give them a call today, 888-GET-GREEN, or go to naturalwaylawn.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another win for the Tigers last night, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Joe in Metamora, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Joe.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Great,
right, Joe.
Joe.
I think this Torq thing is sustainable. I think the opening game, I didn't recognize him in the box. I thought it was Dengler or somebody. I mean, he's made a obvious physical change to his stance, and I think it's changed his trigger point. And I think he has been going up the middle more. I mean, a lot of his outs are, you know, deep flies to right center. He hit a bomb the other night to right center. Base hit last night up the middle. Hitting's all mental, and you know, those are adjustments guys usually make is, you know, in their head. But I mean, he is physically different in the box, and I think it's changed his trigger point to where he's seeing the ball a little further, deeper into the zone.
I think you brought a good point, Joe. The previous caller talked about the spray chart, and now he's only the hits he's got are to left field. And for the most part, yeah, he's absolutely right. But your point about the outs that he's making, he's hit the ball up the middle, but they result in outs, or he's hit the ball to the opposite field, but it's a fly ball out. His success rate is to the pull field.
Yeah, and you know, he's a dead pole hitter. We know that, and you know, that's what's not sustainable. I mean, you know, take an outside pitch and try to pull it, and it's a ground ball to short every time, you know. And I think he's made those adjustments, and he's also being more patient and drawing some walks too. So I think this can you know, carry on throughout. Because he's made a physical adjustment, you know? So.
Hey, Joe, appreciate the phone call. The seasons are long, and he's got a lot to prove still. Everybody's mining for the weakness. And once one is found, everybody pounds it.
Yep.
And so he's going to, at some point, have to respond to a perceived weakness.
No, and all it takes is a couple games to get you snapped out of it or to put you in a funk. It can go both ways. We saw Riley Green with the three hits last night. He looks much more engaged and ready to roll again, we hope. I mean, Kerry Carpenter earlier this year, he wasn't hitting very well. He was hitting a couple of home runs, but that's all he was doing. He's got his batting average up to .295 now. And he's facing a lot more left-handed pitching as well.
Now, Kansas City hasn't exactly been scalding the baseball. They scored 13 runs in their previous six games. But that was Reese Olson's best performance of the year.
Yep. And look, there's one player in Kansas City you have to pay the most attention to. It's Bobby Witt Jr. He's a superstar. Mm-hmm. He's just flat out a superstar. And I would give him the superstar treatment. Don't let him beat you and take on everybody else. Salvador Perez has always been a guy who feels like he's always killed the Tigers. Mm-hmm. But he's getting older and older and older. And they showed a clip of him last night from his rookie season in 2011, we're against the Tigers. He had a big game and showed how he was using Miguel Cabrera's bat and all this, and it was cool. But he's been in the league for 14 years now. This is a guy who can still get it done, but he's not what he was. So really, again, it's one guy on their team that can absolutely beat you. The other guys can at some point, but you're not expecting it as much as you would from Bobby Witt Jr. I'm not going to pitch to Bobby Witt Jr.
All right, I want to bring this up. Because it, at some point was, I think, probably more on your radar. How much time, if any, are you going to dedicate to WrestleMania this weekend?
I'm not sure. I am more intrigued with the, because it's a two-night thing. The thing that I always loved about WrestleMania is the Hall of Fame induction speeches they do. And last year's, I took time out to watch it, and I was very intrigued with it. Paul Heyman's speech was amazing, getting inducted in the Hall of Fame. Kind of a behind-the-scenes guy and a manager as well. But a lot of stories, and was very colorful with his language. So I'm curious to see, because I haven't really looked at the Hall of Fame class to see who's in there, so, aside from Sting, as you know, Doug.
Yep.
But that's what I like to pay attention to. That's a Friday night thing. But the matches themselves, I mean, I might pay attention. Follow on Twitter to see what's there. You know, I have Netflix, so I can watch it that way. It's not really that high on my radar. I'm more into the Tigers than in the Pistons than I would be WrestleMania at this point.
Okay. A younger version of Gator?
I mean, it depends who the wrestlers are, you know, because I go back and forth between the different companies that do professional wrestling. And if the wrestlers that I'm into, then yeah, I'll watch. But okay. I'm not as much into the WWE as I am with AEW wrestling. So,
all right, feedback coming in. We asked the people out there on Twitter to predict the Piston-Knicks series. And we had nobody that could link us a story anywhere of anyone outside of Detroit picking the Pistons to win a series. We did have people say that they heard people say they think the Pistons are going to win the series. And some texts that came a little bit earlier. But nobody has written an article picking the Pistons. Nobody from an out-of-town established media source. Might be able to find a blogger somewhere. But, you know, we went through the data earlier today. ESPN, 10 out of 10, pick the Knicks. CBS Sports, 7 out of 7, pick the Knicks. John Hollinger from The Athletic, the Knicks. Yahoo Sports, the Knicks. Sports Illustrated even did 4 low seeds, the sleepers, that can defy the odds. Those teams were the Clippers, the Bucks, the Timberwolves, and Golden State. They couldn't even get sleeper status. Mm. So we made our picks earlier today, but from the fans, in this world, in this sports media environment, where it feels like hot takes are rewarded with more airtime, we can't even get a hot take artist to take the Pistons over the Knicks. I'm stunned by that fact. Now, let me be clear. I understand why the Knicks are favored. The Pistons' lack of experience is a very real thing. But nobody's picking the Pistons? Nobody?
Well, I think it's for national pundits, are they watching the Pistons as much? I think clearly no. I think there's a laziness factor with this, with some of these national people, and it's, you know, exemplified by what Shaquille O'Neal had to say. Well, I haven't watched him. Okay, well then, thanks for playing along.
Yeah,
you're going to have to do a dive on these guys at some point, a deep dive, because they are in the playoffs. And if you do just a little bit of research, you'll see the reasons why you could say the Pistons can win the series. I think they can win the series. I don't think they will. My 51 leans toward the Knicks. I think it's a 7-game series. But reasons they can, the Knicks couldn't beat the teams that were better than them. They literally couldn't beat the Celtics or Cleveland. And the record against teams that are above 500 isn't all that impressive. They got 15 wins. Now, is it more than the Pistons' 12 wins? It is. But the Pistons have beaten Boston. They have beaten Cleveland. And more importantly, they've beaten the Knicks 3 out of 4 times. And the Pistons haven't really been this good until they got to the middle of December. So it's like the first month and a half of the season or whatever. I'm not blowing it off, but this team did have to learn how to play together and win together, and they were doing it. They were playing all right, but I think at one point, the low point, they were, 5 games below 500? And then they kicked it into high gear. So, you know, were they losing to the better teams in the earlier part of the season? Then it was a record much improved in the second half of the season? I bet it was. But more importantly, it's been really good against the team that they're actually facing in the playoffs. So I think there's laziness going on. I think people just look at the Pistons and say, oh, yeah, that's the team they got in now. But I mean, they've been horrible forever. I mean, nice to see Cade Cunningham. He's doing okay. But, yeah, they can't hang with him. I mean, this is the Knicks. They got a 5-man rotation. All 5 guys average well over 30 minutes a game. And, you know, they got a couple of stud players there. What do the Pistons have beyond Cade Cunningham? Well, beyond Cade Cunningham, what they have is a team.
They do have a team. Raymond writes in, the Pistons win the series. If the Pistons win the series, it'll be 7 games. However, my gut says Knicks in 6, but with all but 1 game will be close. That's very specific. Paul says, if it goes to the final game of the series, the Pistons scrap it and get the W. Paul in the D. Jeff writes in, all I know is they better play the final countdown for intros at LCA. Do the right thing, Pistons. Will says Pistons in 6. Mike writes in, Knicks in 5, Pistons aren't ready for prime time. What do you think? 248-539-9797. Last chance to get your picks in on the Pistons and the Knicks, which gets underway tomorrow night. This is truly an underdog story. Truly an underdog story. One of my favorite things written about this was in the John Hollinger preview. and he did pick the Knicks in six, he did give us this. Get ready for the single most lit arena of the postseason on April 24th. That date is game three of the next Pistons series. We all know that is at LCA. So hopefully we deliver with the best atmosphere in the postseason. 248-539-9797. Get your picks in. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, spring is here, and there's no better time to make a move than right now at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. The weather's warming up, the days are getting longer, and it's the perfect time to take advantage of some incredible offers that are hard to beat. Right now, you can lease a 2025 Equinox EV for just $159 a month. That's right, only $159 a month. Plus, if you're looking for something with a little more power, you can drive off in a 2025 Silverado for just $298 a month. And here's the best part. Both offers are with just $999 down. And that includes taxes and fees. Yep, you heard that right. No hidden surprises. So whether you need a sleek new SUV or a powerful truck, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield has the perfect vehicle waiting for you. But you'll need to act fast. These deals are not going to last long, so why wait? Head over to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield today and take a test drive. You're going to see for yourself why they're known for making a car buying a stress-free experience. Spring into action today. Don't miss out on these fantastic deals. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield, together, let's drive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
I was talking earlier about the bird's nest haircut that my sons both have, and I saw them yesterday on a college tour, all the boys with their bird's nest haircut. A lot of feedback's come in. The haircut is called Meet Me at McDonald's. That's from an unnamed texter. Another one here. My son is 13. All his friends have the same stupid haircut. They use sea salt spray, among other things.
Not Hawaiian pink salt. Sea salt.
That's different.
Sea salt.
Yeah.
Totally different.
You know, Doug, a lot of guys keep the same haircut look for decades. My dad had the Elvis cut for decades. Part down the middle, cut for years.
Remember sideburns were a thing, Gator?
Dude, if I could grow sideburns.
Me too, I man. I was very envious of that era.
Mutton chops.
Mutton chops. Just, you wanted to go deep,
oh,
huh?
Oh, man. Yes.
Doug, do you ever have a sideburn area? Yeah, could definitely grow.
Yeah, I could grow them out, should I?
I grow diamonds. I would have had a blast. If I could grow facial hair, I would have had a blast.
I feel like I have an untapped resource.
You do,
here.
Man.
You do. I keep asking you to do stuff, and you're like, no,
you've never asked me to grow sideburns. No. You've asked me to grow the skullet. You want me to grow it all out, leave it long in the back, bald on top.
And I'm the hair, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that I'm not doing. That I say no to.
But we can get sideburns, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, did you just pull a dad answer on us?
I kind of did.
That's a big no.
I hope they'll forget.
That's a big no.
We'll see.
My kid has the same stupid haircut. I want to punch it every time I see it. Oh, there you go. Regarding the Pistons, Brunson plays bully ball against most point guards, but he can't do that against Cade Cunningham. Duren can body up Towns. He's a nice player, but tends to get soft in the playoffs. Pistons in 7. That's from Brian. Another Brian, this one in Fowlerville, says Pistons in 6. Mark in Flinttown says Pistons in 5. Jim in Westland says, I got the Pistons in 5 games. Unnamed text there, Doug and Gator, I have 2 TVs going in the living room. One TV will have WrestleMania. The other team will have the Piston game. By the way, Pistons win in 6 games. So Jim in Westland and Mark in Flinttown went so far as to say the Pistons in 5.
Spicy.
I was tempted.
Saucy.
I was tempted.
But you didn't.
No. That'd be
irresponsible.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. But I don't know. I just really, really, really like this team. And
well, if you really, really, really like
well, here's the, okay, make fun of that. Sure. The regular season results, I think, matter.
I agree with you.
You know, if the Pistons were 0-4 against the Knicks this year, it would rattle me. Even if they played them tough.
If they were 1-3, would rattle me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the overconfidence that the national pundits have in the Knicks is kind of startling to me.
It really is.
Like, I get that you want to say they're going to win this series. I said they're going to win this series. You know, my 51 says the Knicks win it. I said get in 7 games. But most of these people are saying Knicks in 6, the national pundits, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we can maybe the Pistons win a game or two, but that's it. That's all they're capable of.
And help me. What is a sports website that I haven't thought of? Like I got USA Today, I did Yahoo, I did Fox Sports, I did CBS Sports, I did ESPN.
NBA.com.
NBA.com. Let's see if anybody on NBA.com.
And then go to NFL.com after.
Let's see if they got another mock.
Yes.
Let's see. Anybody predicting on NBA.com. I was going to take a search. I probably should have done this off the air, huh?
Does Sporting News still exist?
I think it does.
You said USA Today already, right?
I did USA Today. Couldn't find any.
What about The Athletic?
The Athletic? The only thing I could find in The Athletic was John Hollinger.
Not James Edwards. I mean, he was. Doesn't he cover the Knicks now?
Yeah, he covers the Knicks now.
And used to cover the Pistons. So mm-hmm. His perspective would be interesting.
Yeah, everything I need to know about the playoffs, I can't find on NBA. Now, to be fair, NBA.com sucks. I struggle more to find stuff on this website than any other league's website. I really do. I think their template for teams is brutal, but did you find what James Edwards had to say?
He's got a column about don't forget about Jalen Brunson. But I'm not sure if he's got a prediction.
No. Okay, here we go. SoFi Analyst NBA play-in predictions. Yeah, I can't find anything on NBA.com, which is par for the course. The sporting news. You asked about the sporting news.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still have a website? Oh, they do. Okay. NBA. NBA playoff predictions. Here we go. See if the sporting news plays along. What do we got here? Knicks over Pistons. Here's another one. Winner is the Knicks. Great. Yeah, I can't find anybody.
All right, so James Edwards says, actually, I was talking about the regular season. He's got this. He's got an article talking about can the Pistons win the series.
Of course they can. I'm almost. I don't know. There's something. I feel like I must be just completely out of touch. But I'm willing to accept that. Is it because of last year? Nobody's buying this 14-win team can possibly beat the Knicks.
Okay, so here, James Edwards says, I'm going to go with the Knicks in six games. I think each game is going to be a dogfight, but ultimately the Knicks' talent and experience wins out. Detroit can be sloppy with the ball, and as we mentioned before, doesn't have a true number two playmaker. In a playoff series against a good team with intense game planning like the Knicks, I think those things will be tough to overcome. Detroit's struggles with stretch bigs this season is worth noting again, too.
Okay. Well, there's a case, another case made for the Knicks.
But then he says, with that being said, if the Pistons ended up winning in six or seven games, I wouldn't be surprised. But his prediction is the Knicks in six. So it's kind of like mine, sort of.
Yeah. Similar, for sure.
And I think maybe that's just it. Is it everybody has like this opinion, like they could see it going either way, but when you get to the 51. When push comes to shove, you got to make the prediction. You're just going to go with the Knicks because, hey, why not go with chalk? There's a lot of unknowns with the Pistons, particularly with this young group of players that has yet to play a single playoff game in their career. You know, and the veteran leadership you're leaning on, last time you saw Tobias Harris, it wasn't pretty in the playoffs, even though between Harris, Hardaway Jr., and Malik Beasley, they have over 100 games of experience.
Yeah, 100 games of postseason experience.
Yes.
Yeah. So I did make one bet on the Pistons.
Oh.
You know, I don't make big wagers.
Was it $1 or more?
It was more.
$5?
I think it was $5.
Okay.
Yep. No, it wasn't. It was $2. Sorry.
You're so on brand.
Yep. And I got plus 1,500.
Wow.
On the Pistons to take a 3-0 series lead.
Oh, my God.
I think I am going to play the Pistons plus 7.5 tomorrow night. I think I'm going to jump.
A lot of points.
It seems like a ton of points. And it hasn't moved, has it? And I think for me, it'll be about as heavy a play as I'm comfortable making, which isn't much.
Okay, there is. I did see somebody that has picked the Pistons.
Oh, really?
Yes, but I need to find who this person is because it's in the same article.
Somebody from
The Athletic.
Okay.
With the last name of Patterson.
Actually,
Hunter Patterson.
He's a local guy.
Oh, he's the local guy.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't know. Because he's local. Hunter Patterson says Pistons in six.
But that's not non-local. Not national.
With The Athletic.
Yeah, but we're not counting those guys.
I mean, yeah, I think you can find people locally here.
Yeah.
Pistons in seven, he says.
I think you can find bloggers that do it. Well, hey. I just don't think it's going to be the greatest upset in the history of sports. That's all. 248-539-9797. Aaron wasted 2 years of the Jets' time. Now he's mad that they wasted one day of his. GTFOH.
Aaron Rodgers. I love it.
Aaron Rodgers has gone rogue. Hollywood, it's time he retires instead of making him look foolish and more stupid. And Aaron Glenn set the tone. He did set the tone. Aaron Glenn set the tone. If I were a Jets fan, I'd be very happy with the way that went down. Very happy with the way it went down. I'm not going to have some prima donna hold our organization hostage.
Well, right. How desperate are the Steelers that he is holding him hostage? I'm taking this. I'm blaming the Steelers more than Rodgers in this. You guys may blame Rodgers, but the Steelers can move on at any point they want to. And yet they're holding hope for Aaron Rodgers? Why?
It's so un-Steeler-like.
Well, maybe for the Steelers, it could be smokescreen because of the draft upcoming. You know, don't want people knowing that they are seriously looking at a quarterback earlier, or they might move up to take a quarterback.
Yep.
I don't know. I think it's hysterical.
All right. We've had Mike Stone and Rico Beard saunter into the studio and join us now. What's up, man?
Hey, it's playoff time in the city.
It is.
Well, we're not here yet, but still, we know what we're talking about.
Yep. Can't wait. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
You like the back page of the New York Post?
Is that the one with Cade as the villain?
Cade's the villain. The villain in Gotham City. Da-da-da-da-da. Sounds like an old Batman, baby.
It's hysterical because there's nothing about
Neil Hefty would be proud.
I mean, it is a stretch to paint Cade Cunningham as anybody's villain.
Correct.
Yeah.
But they just, you know, they're kind of pessimistic in New York, and, you know, they saw what Trae Young and Reggie Miller and P.J. Brown done over the years.
Interesting group that they put him in.
Like, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Like, I remember watching them melt down the Knicks in those three series.
Well, what's really interesting is that there's all this negative talk about it, and yet not a single
national
writer is picking against the Knicks. Everyone's got the Knicks.
Have you never met Mike Mullaney? Like, that's New York. That's what they do.
That's why take New York chalk? Is special.
Huh? Yeah, but I mean, but
no, no. They complain, and then they go out and win, but they will complain.
All right, gotcha.
I wouldn't expect the national media, maybe one person.
That's the thing. In this world of hot takes,
yeah,
Pistons can't even get a hot take pick out of anybody.
That's okay. It was funny because the one person who I would, and I heard you guys just talking about him, was Little Buddha, James Edwards. Yeah. Like,
he didn't do it.
Because he's covered both teams now.
And I'm yes.
Like, okay, if anybody knows.
Well, and he went with 7 games for the Knicks, but he said he wouldn't be surprised if the Pistons won it in 6 or 7.
Well, you guys have a great show.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
That's the plan.
Tired of talking to us. Happy Easter.
Well, it's getting late. So
you're just tired of talking.
You have a great great Easter weekend. Stay safe, everybody, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
Ring Central, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.